Carpe diem. Seize the day. How many times have you personally said, or you have heard another person say, that they just don't have enough time available in their lives to do any more things, join any more groups, or start any more projects, organizations, business opportunities, or whatever else of a myriad of things that have been presented to them, no matter how good and proper these offerings appear to be? Everyone seems to be all too busy, all too often, all too much of the time. Do you agree with me? I sure hope so. Well, if everyone is so terribly busy and has no available time to do something extremely important for their lives, then why isn't there more productivity to show from the results of all these people's busy performances? I have learned from my experience in working with people that whenever a person is making an excuse, any excuse he makes will always work. Excuses are just like armpits. Everyone has a couple of them, and they both stink. But I tell you the truth. Success-oriented people are not excuse makers. They are the type of people that are looking for and finding ways that things will work for their personal benefit. They are the type of person who is looking to solve a problem rather than one who is part of the problem. Success-oriented people are get-er-done type folks who are usually in a hurry, have no time to waste, and who will do whatever it takes to get the job done so as to receive the benefit they desire. One should never confuse productivity with activity. Just being busy all of the time doesn't mean much of anything other than you are always active and don't have any time available to do what really does need to be accomplished. Super busy all of the time type people usually have little, if anything, to show for all of the efforts at the end of each year. If I have just described you, maybe it is time for you to stop and seriously evaluate what you are doing with your life. Lost time always remains lost. Time waits for no man or woman. It cannot be saved, and you never get a refund of it for any reason. Don't waste your life frivolously throwing it away on people, projects, events, and the like that really have no impact on helping, loving, serving, and caring for other people and assisting them to rise to a higher level of living, especially those within your own family. I would be so bold as to tell you that if you want to take issue with what I am saying, or you strongly disagree with my words, then you are the one who has the problem, not me. I make such a brash statement of truth because my words are anchored in the Word of God. That is why. Whether or not you know it, the very purpose that you are alive on this earth today, the very reason God permitted you to be conceived in your mother's womb, and the very plan that God created you to accomplish while you live on this earth is for you to use up your life loving, caring for, and serving your fellow man in concert with all of God's laws. And that you do that while simultaneously loving and serving your Creator God. He commands you to perform all of that effort righteously and honestly with full integrity. And finally, you are to do all of that, all for the glory and blessing of God, the Father, your personal Creator. That is a mighty big job description for the use of your all-too-short lifetime, isn't it? That is okay. We all serve a mighty big and mighty jealous God. He wants our recognition and submission to himself. He wants all of the glory for our achievements that he has allowed us to be able to accomplish, and he wants the recognition of his powerful hand at work in our lives as we succeeded and complete his plan for our lives. Are you ready for another truth of life? Here it is. You will never have enough time available in your life to do everything that God demands you to do, and also do all of the things that you desire to selfishly do and still be able to work them all into your allotted, all too short 24 hours a day. Something has to go. Does the word prioritize ring a familiar bell? I do not care what your desires are. I do not care what you do or how much you know. I don't care how many other people you have working for you. None of those things makes any difference. You and you alone are accountable to your heavenly Creator. He is generally known as God the Father. Until you come into a personal relationship with Him, you will, number one, never come to know the actual plan that he has for your life and all of its blessings. And number two, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven when you physically experience death. Consequently, you will miss becoming the person that God created you to be. Hell is the day that you personally meet the person you could have been. My comments are not rendered to hurt or harm you in any way. Rather, they are given here to encourage you to establish and develop that so very important personal relationship with your Creator. Please, don't get so busy doing and achieving the numerous selfish and unimportant things in life that you miss the really important thing in life. Always leave room for God in all of your dealings. Just remember that without God, you would have nothing. Never leave God out of your life. Surely you are not so terribly busy that you simply cannot give one day, the Sabbath, to the personal worship of the one who created you and all the world in which you live, to the one who has provided everything you have and enjoy. Do you regularly give your personal thanks to him for all of his blessings? I will share with you a simple truth. It is so very easy and comfortable to do the wrong things with your life. It is so easy to do what you want to do with your life rather than what God wants you to do with your life. It is so much easier to be disobedient to God's laws than it is to be totally obedient to them. It is for these reasons, I believe, that all too often those people you see or know about in life that apparently have it all, that have no limitations on their money, and all of the free time anyone could ever hope to have, that are married to a beautiful or handsome spouse, that have an all-too-pretty family and live in the most beautiful of huge homes, in reality have very little, or even none, of the really important things in life. They are in reality totally empty on the inside. For these reasons, they divorce. They become addicts. They break up into individuals, rather than a combined, total, functional family. They commit suicide, and or they complain both publicly or privately that they are lonely and completely empty on the inside. Nothing meaningful seems to be occurring in their life. They have no real loving and caring personal relationships with any real people, as it seems they were always too busy to take or make the time to establish or develop any such personal relationships. They are going 180 miles an hour in opposite directions from each other as a man and wife. They are just too busy to do things the right way. May I urge you that if any of these words strikes a painful point with you, or you feel there may be a strong possibility that such events could start occurring in your life now or in the future, that you stop, slow down, calm down, and cool off, even if it costs you some time or money or other non-spiritual benefits, and examine yourself thoroughly. What are your real motives? What are you really doing with your life and the lives of your family? The Creator of the universe raises the most important of questions as recorded in His holy word, the Bible, in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 36, when Christ says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" The Romans had it right in many things. That is why so much of our English language comes from the root words of so much of the Roman language. Carpe diem, translated as seize the day, is a term or phrase that carries great meaning to all human activities and circumstances. Carpe diem is defined as the enjoyment of the pleasures of the moment without concern for the future. Carpe diem is further defined as seize the day and or a certain moment in time to put aside all fears, all worries, and just go for it, to make the most out of that part of time. When used in practical application, it would be said, "Carpe diem more often, or you will miss out on life and never truly be happy." Carpe diem. Live your life to the full. Be spontaneous. Go for it. I believe that to be some very sound advice for all souls who desire to be successful. Permit me to provide you one of the best applications of this most powerful two-word phrase, carpe diem, to cherish your family. Your blessed family may sometimes exasperate and infuriate you, but they are indeed one of your most precious possessions. Don't ever take them for granted. We never know just how long we will have them, or they us. They are our mirror and our anchor. Always treasure your time with them. Family is God's most beautiful gift. He has given all of them to you. Love them. Care for them. Provide for them. And protect them at all times. The family is the country of heart. Seek and you will find.